How are you?
Good to see you.
Congratulations.
Coach, we stay in the taking questions.
Obviously, a good win for us. Proud of our guys for the way they played. I thought it was a pretty complete game. Clean game, not a lot of penalties. Didn't turn the football over. Not a lot of missed assignments or errors or things of that nature. So we looked like we knew what we were doing in a lot of different areas. Offensively, I thought we were efficient, especially in the first half. Defensively, our ones I thought played really well. And special teams-wise, to score a touchdown, obviously, that's a pretty complete game. Really, really pleased with our off-the-field support staff, our medical staff, Andrew Altoff and Matt Kuehl and Juliana Buzzer and those guys. Like, we had no one cramp. I've never played in a game that hot in my life and have no one cramp. I mean, it's amazing. So testament to our players, but also the wonderful people we have surrounding them that make sure that we're healthy and make sure that we have every advantage possible. And at the end, maybe you saw we sent the players over to the sideline. I just thought it was amazing that those young people in the band of the line, those freshmen, stayed there that long and cheered till the very end. And then at the end of the game, didn't leave. They still were out there after we were done praying. So really appreciate everyone that came today. But special thanks to the people that sat in the sun and watched that whole game, because that certainly means a lot to us. And hopefully they saw a team that tried to play for as long and hard as they could. So We have a lot of respect for UTSA. We know they're a good football team, but it was a challenge that we undertook today, and I was proud to see the way we played.
Matt, is Charlie okay health-wise?
Yeah, he wanted to go, but at that point we were up 35-0. I can't tell you what it was other than his feet were really hot, and so they X-rayed him. He was fine, and his feet just felt hot and discomfort. So maybe a sprain, maybe something, But it was 35-0, and he wanted to go out there and play, and he was limping around. So I sat him a series and let Gary go, and Gary looked like he was ready for prime time, and then told him to take him inside and get him in the street clothes and see how he feels. So he was moving around a little bit better at the end. So that's one of those things we'll wake up tomorrow and see how he looks.
Matt, so much has been talked about with Denzel become, quote-unquote, the alpha, but looked like today on the complete package of blocking downfield, especially on Ebner's run and the three scores. Is that kind of what you want? And if you're going to get that type of receiver, he has to do all of those things to fit that package? Or what do you want to see from Denzel moving forward?
I want all of our players. I want them to be developed into all-around pro players, we don't want them to be one-dimensional, because if you take away a man's strength, you leave him weak. We want to have him to be well-rounded and strong in lots of different areas. So if you take one thing away, he has something else to go to. Denzel has embraced, being a physical, he's always been a physical player, but he's embraced the effort, preparation, and, even some of those catches he made today, going back for the ball, all the different types of catches and ball skills required. He was on the punt return team when the touchdown was scored. Not a lot of guys that have his type of stats in a game also played on the special teams as well, and he certainly did. So pleased with him in a lot of different areas. And, he has a lot more to do. We all have a lot more to do. We're going to play a lot more games and have to keep improving. And so but so far, I think he's come a long way.
Matt, what is his feet? Charlie Brewer's feet were hot. What was going on?
His feet were hot. Yeah, he just said his feet were burning, So, is there something broken? Is it sprain? Is there, so he just had discomfort, a burning sensation in his feet. And maybe it was just one foot. I don't know. I kind of got it as we were leaving the locker room and got outside. And, I said, well, we're up 35-0. Leave him. And he said, I'm playing. And so then I went out there. I said, no, you're not. And he said, I'm playing. And I said, no, you're not. So finally I won. So, I don't know what, I really don't know what it is. I would tell you, hey, I can't tell you if I didn't know. I have no idea what was going on there.
An X-ray was done and he was.
Yeah, he was fine. Yeah. So.
You guys rushed for 368 yards. Can you describe how well the offensive line played, first and in the second unit as well?
It's like anything else. There were some good things. There were some bad things. There's some great, great, great runs made, maybe without great blocking, and there were probably some average runs with great blocking. So, I think just overall in the run game, I saw a lot of guys committed to making plays, and then I thought you saw a lot of great single efforts, right? Whether it's a 6-yard run here, an 8-yard run here, with the long run by Ebner, the long run by Lovett, Quaylen's run, he made a guy miss in the hole. So, the thing that I liked was in the second quarter we were able to, we put two tight ends on the field, and if they single covered us, we threw it up to Denzel or whomever, and if they if they double covered those guys, ran the football and just kind of tried to put the other team in conflict. And Charlie did a great job of managing that, getting us in the right play. So, you know, it's nice when we have some spread things and some tempo things, but we can also line up and try to run the football with power and authority and play action off of it. So I'd have to watch the tape to say exactly how I feel, to be quite honest. But I like their effort and their demeanor, and those are the things that really matter to me on game day. Nothing's ever going to be perfect, but if you have a great attitude and you keep coming back play after play, usually good things happen. And they certainly had the right look in their eye on the sideline.
Matt, you talked about being close last week on a couple of the punt returns, possible that just missed it. What was the difference today? And it looked like there were guys, like you said, blocking way downfield.
Yeah, we had a couple guys last week that were like, we're blocking, they kind of let up. They thought the play was dead, and then it wasn't dead. And I thought what you saw today was guys blocking all the way to the whistle. And what's cool is, you know, it's Chris Platt, it's Blake Lynch, it's RJ, it's all these guys, maybe not RJ, but Tyquan. It was all those guys that, you know, play on offense and defense. You know, we had an NFL, not even scout, but this general manager type person in the other day, and he was just talking about the commitment of our seniors to playing special teams and how you don't see that everywhere. And that's not me, that's not Coach Saravo, that's our seniors. And so those guys, they're not just playing special teams by returning, they're out there blocking for Grayland and all those things. So I just think they learned from last week and they improved in terms of making those blocks.
Matt, in your home stadium against that program, years later, does that game kind of show the way that y'all won today? Does that show how far y'all have come?
You know, I think, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't say we've come a long way, right, in 2 years. But, you know, each game's its own game. And, you know, they had a, you know, they're a different team than they were 2 years ago. We're a different team than we were 2 years ago. To me, I think the biggest thing is, you know, how we bounced back from last week. You know, we weren't sloppy. We weren't, you know, the first drive, we didn't move the ball on offense, you know, and the defense went right back out there. And so the biggest thing for me is that we're not being you know, we're not beating ourselves. We don't look sloppy. Like, we're not trash talking. We're not doing all those things. We're playing football. And so I probably think it's kind of stands on its own merits. You know, I've tried to forget the game from 2 years ago, but at the same time, it's also created us into who we are. You know, like, I try to forget the emotion of it maybe, but I also recognize that those losses, you know, that first season taught our guys a lot of lessons and helped our guys mature. So when they're out there playing now, they really appreciate what it takes to win a football game.
Matt, you mentioned it being the hottest game you've ever been, you know, a part of. What were just some of the challenges of that?
Just guys taking care of themselves and hydrating, because you can't do it on Thursday, Friday. You have to do it all week. Having your twos be ready. You know, you want to play your starters on special teams because they're the best at them, but then they play too much. But I thought we managed it. There wasn't a time during the game where I felt like, hey, we can't play these. You know, we can't play this guy right now because he's overheated. And part of that was because our defense was getting off the field on third down, and I think our offense was 6 of 9 on third down. So, you know, the offense was able to stay on the field. The defense was able to get off the field. And so those things obviously help. But, I was pleased with our ability to handle the heat. I mean, it was certainly discomfort. It wasn't comfortable. But, you know, we're not here to be comfortable. We're here to play. And we appreciate the opportunity to play.
Coach, UTSA completed one more pass. They ran 4 more plays and had the ball on offense 3 more minutes than we did. What does that say about the efficiency of your team to still go out and win by 49?
Yeah, I mean you know, those kind of stats to me only really matter when the game is close. You know, like, you know, if we have long explosive touchdowns, we're not probably going to win the time of possession. So for me, like, you know, I always look at it like score, but if it's close, then I worry about time of possession and rushing yards and all those things. And so I think the biggest thing for us today was maybe the efficiency of our defense, that we didn't give up explosive plays. You know, we didn't give up even the drives they had. I can't really remember too much about them other than they had to kind of make a lot of plays to make those things happen. If you do that, eventually someone usually makes a mistake and you can get off the field. And so I'm just pleased with now the long run with the, you know, the young guys at the end. Obviously that's not what we want, but with our starting defense and the kind of the immediate twos, I'm just pleased with the efficiency they're showing in terms of, you know, you're gonna make a first down, but they're not gonna give up like the, oh no, you know, 70 yard touchdown, at least through 2 games. We'll have to continue that. And then, you know, offensively, I think, you know, we had some big play capability, had some big play strikes, and then obviously the punt return, you know, kind of helped flip that for them.
Matt, you were concerned about Frank Harris coming in. What did y'all do to contain him like you did?
Thought we did a nice job of blitzing. I mean, we hit some blitzes where we got some sacks. We spied him with some different people, and we played some zone coverages where when he did escape, we had zone defenders instead of man. You know, man defenders could have their back turned. He could run for 60, so we tried to play zone defenses. And so we did some special things today that we haven't done. And I thought Phil had a great game plan. A couple of them went out there we were struggling in, so we went back to some base stuff. And I thought we did a nice job of handling those things, playing the deep ball, even, Kalen at the end playing the deep ball, the go route. So didn't give him anything other than that one run.
Gary had nearly 100 yards rushing, 96, I think he finished with. On that long run he had where he tripped up at the end, what was your reaction while that was going on?
Well, I'm fired up for him. I mean, he's just such a likable guy. And I think you see some of the dynamic nature of some of the runs he was making, But I thought he was going to have a touchdown. And then later on, he had a touchdown. He cut right, and the guy made the tackle. So I was making fun of him on the headset. I mean, he doesn't like to get in the end zone. But you see when he comes in, like he gives us a run game element that's going to be hard for people. So, we're not really playing him in a package right now. He's waiting his turn. But when he does go in there, you can see some good things from him, I think.
Matt, how valuable are these two games for him in particular?
Yeah, he's got a lot of football. I mean, to play, a quarter and a half last game, a quarter, whatever it was, and almost a whole half this game. At third down, we allowed him to drop back and throw it. It didn't always work out, but pleased with it, And so just keep letting him get more and more confidence. So when the time comes, he's ready to go, and I think he's learning a lot.
Coach, you've looked really complete as a team in all three phases through the first two games. Now going into a bye week, what if anything are you planning or trying to focus on in the off week?
Well, I mean, to be quite honest, I'll have to watch this tape, right? So I think what you always want to do is there's always, at the end of the season, we're like, oh my goodness, we're terrible at this. But you don't really recognize them during the season. So we try to do like a self-autopsy, go back and look at the things that were, not doing well. I learned that when I worked for Coach Coughlin. It was always, try to go from worst to first in certain areas. It's only a two-game segment, but there's obviously a lot of things that we still need to work on. And so we'll go back and just try to look at ourselves and see what can we improve on. And then, we have to get ready for Rice. And so we won't worry about Rice maybe till later in the week, but at the beginning of the week, really look at ourselves.
Matt, I'm not trying to bait you with this question, but if you could have played this one at 6 o'clock, your preference?
I'd have played it at 8 a.m. I don't know. Because here's why. I think I'm one, you can ask Mac in the moment, he's like, let's play early. But then being out there, I was like, my goodness, we must play at 7. So I don't know that I've ever been in that like that before. So, but I thought again, I thought we only ran 63 plays. We didn't, or whatever, I think, right? 63 plays. We didn't run 62 plays. We ran, right? It felt like we ran 100. But so it wasn't like it was out of control. Again, I thought all the people around our program did a great job of keeping our guys fresh. But it's not really I'll play whenever.
Tough Big 12 schedule down the road. Is it tough having the bye week just in week two? Would you like to play a little bit more before taking a break?
This is one of those unique seasons. This is a week zero year, so there's two bye weeks for every team. This is the one true bye week we get. The other one we get is like that 10 days, then West Virginia, then 10 days deal. But I think it comes at the right place. I think we did a good job of really trying to have a long, hard training camp, knowing that it was kind of training camp into the first two games and then a bye week. And so I always like having a bye week, early in the season. Guys have a chance to kind of catch their breath, really get locked in on, we can make sure everyone's in class, doing well in school and getting off to a great start. And then we have the second bye week to really focus maybe a little more on recruiting and at the same time, kind of catch our breath before the stretch run of the season. So, we've played two games. I think it's a great time for us to look at ourselves and also try to let our guys, physically heal up a little bit before we head into this next part of the season.
Matt, there was a play where Denzel caught a first down, and you were going to bring in Taekwon to get him off the field, and Denzel waved him off and then caught a touchdown on the very next throw. Can you describe his toughness now compared, not that he wasn't tough, but how much he's grown up in that role, wanting to take every single snap he can?
Yeah, so Denzel was one of those guys who was very physically tough in terms of he can line up and knock you back. He can line up. He was very confident in the things that he was good at, and was always a little reticent when it was something that he maybe wasn't sure he could do. And what he's done is he's worked himself into somebody that, you know, works on his weaknesses and realizes, like, not to hide from them but to fight through them. And he's become someone who'll play through discomfort. He'll play when he's tired. He'll play when he's hot. You know, there's times before when he wouldn't do those things. And so there's no one who's shown more growth in 3 years, but really a year, than him. I mean, he's done a tremendous job. That's why he's in a single digit. And he'll hopefully continue to do those things. But, you know, he wanted to play. A lot of guys wanted to play. We got a lot of unselfish guys out there. You know, we play 62 plays and you score a lot of points early. There's not a lot of touches for a lot of good guys. But, you know, we're winning. And I think those guys all were happy to see us win.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Taylor.